This story is true. In Bethlehem of Judea, over 2,000 years ago, Joseph and Mary were turned away every place they did go. They were seeking a place to stay. Mary's time to give birth was due. The last innkeeper said, "Our rooms are taken, but there is one thing I can do. There's an empty stall in the stable that you are welcome to. It's out back where I keep the livestock. The stable will smell like they do. I am sorry, that's all I can offer. I'll bring you a lantern for light. You've traveled many miles, your wife is with child. You're welcome to stay the night." This is the Christmas story. You can read it in Luke chapter 2. This is the Christmas story. And I know this story is true.
Paul Williams and the Victory Trio, The Christmas Story. Hello, friends. Welcome to this edition of It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone, going to be right here with you for a little while. Thank you so much for taking your time to tune in each week, and I hope you'll tell a friend and tell a neighbor to tune in to It's Gospel Time. Let me encourage you to pray for and support the local Christian radio station where you hear this program, or perhaps you hear it on the internet. But pray for the people that air the program and support them as God would lay it on your heart, because it takes a lot of money to keep a radio program up, radio station up and going, so that they can air gospel music and Christian programming. So I would encourage you not only to pray for them, but to support all your Christian radio stations and outlets with your not just your prayers, but with your finances also. And don't forget Jesus, the only reason for the season. Just about to start a brand new year, and I hope that you'll remember all through next year. If the Lord don't come back, He could come back before January 1st. And if He does not, then let's just praise Him and remember that God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. I'd love to hear from you. The address, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Okay, we're going to move along, have you some great music. I like this one. Billy Fields does it, a wonderful rendition of Mary, Did You Know?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy had come to make you? And the child that you deliver will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kissed your little baby, you kissed the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know that your baby boy was Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb, and the sleeping child that you're holding is the great I Am? Oh, Mary, did you know?
Evangelist, singer, songwriter, Brother Billy Fields.
Mary, did you know?
Mary, did you know? Great singing, great song. Mark Lowry wrote that one, and Brother Billy Fields doing a great job of singing that one. Let's go back in time with the Lewis family.
Born in Bethlehem, born in Bethlehem. Jesus Christ the Savior was born.
Back in time with the Lewis family. It's called Born in Bethlehem. We got time for one more. Let's go over to Sparta, Tennessee and visit with Bill Craft.
Mm-hmm. The star led the way of the wise men to the place where the sweet baby lay. In a manger filled with straw, he was wrapped in swaddling clothes, God's gift from heaven to man. It was love that lay in the manger. It was love that put the star in the sky. It was love that made the angels sing. Love that made the heavens ring. It was love that was born Christmas Day. To a man named Simeon, the Spirit revealed that before his death the Christ would appear. In the temple the eighth day, in his arms he held the babe and blessed God for his saving grace. A light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of Israel. Salvation sent from God, on the serpent's head to trot. Love defeated its evil plot. It was love that lay in the manger. It was love that put the star in the sky. It was love that made the angels sing. Love that made the heavens ring. It was love that was born Christmas Day. It was love that was born Christmas Day.
Oh, that's a beautiful song. Love was born Christmas Day, from over in Sparta, Tennessee. That's Mr. Bill Crafty. I think he wrote that one. And Bill's a great songwriter, good singer also, and a lot of good talent, good singers around Sparta, Tennessee. Well, folk, Lord willing, I'll be back in with you next year. But please keep us in your prayers. Hope you have a happy new year and that all things go good. Well, I'm out of time and I got to go. That is our time for this time. So until the next time, this is Roger Boone saying goodbye, and may the Lord richly, richly bless you. It's our sincere prayer.
You've been listening to It's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And thanks for listening.